It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in this neck of the woods, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? I don't want to name the secondary school my daughter's in, but it's in South County Dublin. Excuse me. My blood is boiling over this, lads. I got this email from them this morning to say that the next school term, they will be installing gender-neutral toilets in the school for the students to use. They didn't even ask us for permission to do this. A group of us parents in a WhatsApp group and are setting up a petition, and we want you to highlight this because it can't happen. I don't want my daughter using the same toilet as some pervert young fella or some pervert identifying as a girl. It's sick. This place is turning into America. Get people to sign the petition and bring it up on your podcast. What a rant. And that is from a lady called Holly. Yeah. And Holly's not at all happy.
I don't think her name is Holly.
Why?
I think her name is Karen. That is the most Karen thing I've heard in this show in a long time. And would you like me to explain why?
Please do.
Well, here's the thing. I firmly don't believe. Amanda, a researcher, put this up on Facebook about an hour ago. And there was people going mad about it. This is a disgrace. Shut the school down. Take your kids out. Blah, 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 blah. But they couldn't say why. They couldn't articulate an argument as to why it's a bad idea. And that's what I want to try and find out. By the way, I don't have a problem with it. Surprise, surprise. I don't see the big deal. I can't see any negative to it at all.
I don't really have a problem with it in primary school. I have more of a problem with it in secondary school.
Holly,
yeah.
Yeah, is being a Karen. She can't even articulate as to why it is a problem. Although she's claiming, and this is quite insulting to someone who will have a teenage boy in a few years, claiming that all teenage boys are perverts and want to be taking photographs of your daughter and all that. By the way, Karen.
The lady's name is Holly, and the lady had the decency to get in touch with us, so please stop slagging her off.
I'm not slagging her off. Sorry, Karen. You have a gender-neutral toilet in your house.
Yeah, with your family, that you share with your family.
So her issue is she thinks every boy wants to take photographs of her daughter while in the toilets or something like that.
Okay, let's call a spade here. When kids are in primary school, they are not going through puberty. They're younger children. And I don't have as much of a problem with gender-neutral toilets in primary school.
You
in fact, an awful lot of them have
you
them.
You go from woke to broke.
Hang on. When kids are in secondary school, they're going through puberty, or if they've gone through puberty, they're sexually aware, and I think that students deserve a bit of privacy when it comes to bathroom time.
They have privacy in toilets, and from what I believe about, and a lot of you want us to name the school, and so here's the problem. We just don't want to name the school at the moment until we get a statement from them, number one. Number two, Karen wants us to give the link to the petition. And I'm not comfortable doing that at the moment because on the petition it says what the school name is, mm-hmm. number one. And I don't want a load of fucking aegis going down to the school. And number two, if you don't have kids in that school, why would you sign the petition?
No, you wouldn't.
It's absolutely nothing to do. Okay, here, bottom line, I want to know, what is the problem here? You haven't even been able to. You rambled there.
But you're cutting across me.
No, you rambled there and it was nonsense.
I was saying that when it comes to secondary school students, boys and girls, if it's a mixed school, and obviously it's a mixed school, I think they deserve to have a bit of privacy and have their own bathroom. Girls talk to girls, lads talk to lads in the toilet sometimes. So why not just leave it like that?
That's the weakest argument I've ever heard.
No, but... in terms of, like I said, children at that age are becoming sexually aware. They're going through the change. They're developing
they're
as humans.
Through the change
and puberty. I mean, and they need that bit of privacy where it comes to bathrooms. Oh. End of. I don't think boys should be in the same toilets as girls at that age.
Sorry, they do have privacy. And by the way, there's many, many buildings and places in town that have gender-neutral toilets. In fact, there's a cinema, and I can't remember the bloody name of it because it was only in it a couple of weeks ago. There's a cinema in Dublin that has gender-neutral. Well, it's not gender-neutral. That's a stupid expression. It's toilets for all. You all go in the same door. You all go in the same door. If you want to use the cube, obviously you're not going to have a woman pissing in a urinal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But you won't have a urinal.
What?
You won't have a urinal.
Oh, no, but these ones do have urinals. The ones I've been in have they have a urinal and they have a booth. So if you're the man in the toilet, you stand over at the urinal and you take a piss, yeah? And if you're the woman, presumably, you go into the booth. What is the big deal? You're all Karens. For someone, by the way, as I said, you go from woke to broke on a daily basis. Normally, you'd be singing the praise. Well done, this school. It's all inclusive.
I think in primary school, grand, no problem. Secondary school, I think, is a little bit different. That's all. I think teenagers deserve a bit of privacy.
I actually think you're so out of touch because your kids are a bit older and maybe you should sit this debate out. But you are very out of touch.
Meaning what?
Meaning you're very out of touch with how accepting and how liberal actually young people are now. They're not bloody...
They're not all.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're not all.
They understand. They understand these things.
I don't want my daughter using the same toilet as some pervert young fella
pervert
identifying as a girl.
All right, Karen.
Our number is 085-825-2626.
I mean, she's only short of sending in a message. I want to see the manager. But she is saying that. I want to see... Why didn't they consult me? They don't have to consult you about the toilets. Grow up.
Trevor has been in touch with us on 085-825-2626.
No way, boys. Not acceptable. Fuck that. I don't want any boys in the fucking same toilet as me daughters when they're fucking using toilets. Come on, who would? What parent would? Assholes out there that haven't got kids be like, oh no, this is fine. Snowflake fucking generation. Swear to God, lads, this world's turned into a poxy cesspit. All the woke generation shite that's coming out now.
Mohammed, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Mohammed.
Hello, hi there, guys.
Well, Mohammed, what's your view on this, on gender-neutral toilets in secondary schools?
Honestly, I just think it's absolutely ridiculous because, look, in all fairness, you bring it where they're adults, bring it wherever you want, but around kids, you know, the whole aspect of, you know, bullying, body shaming, like there's so much things apart from you being, you know, supporting the LGBTQ movement, or it's not even about that, or being liberal. It's literally just about safeguarding children, honestly, and that's how I see it, because you cannot, you know what, in your house you have gender neutral toilets, you know what, you're supervising it. So who's supervising these toilets? Have you not thought about that?
A lot of people, well, I mean, that's a fair point, Jeremy, and let's just deal with the issues he raised. Bullying, body shaming, you know that. Sorry, these are all issues for teenagers.
No, Mohammed, 90, I think I read a report there a couple of weeks ago, 90% of bullying happens online now. Happens online on apps and stuff like that. Doesn't happen in the toilets. Happens
and
online.
Then imagine what will be discussed online after people take the mick out of each other in the toilets.
So what are they going to take the mick out of each other? I don't understand.
Come on now, we all know how boys' toilets are, how everyone comes together and, you know, jokes around and it's a little getaway from lessons and all. So you try and say to me, I don't know when you were in school, but I wasn't in school not too long ago. But I'm telling you now, I could just imagine the amount of, you know, unsociable activities that would be going on, you know, picking on people. Like, it's not rocket science, like, in all fairness. Like,
okay, well, where is the extra risk then, Mohammed, with having the toilets gender neutral where everybody uses them?
Same point, blank bullying. Like, there's nothing else to it. Like, and on top of that, like, whoever said that has got a point. Like, you don't know who's, like, you don't raise and discipline every kid that goes into that toilet. So you don't know who's coming into that. Like, look, in all fairness, in my eyes, it's just like, you know, like, you can have gender-neutral toilets wherever they want, but when it comes to kids, you just have to safeguard them. Like, respect, of course, like, there's people that want to be identified as gender-neutral. They should be accommodated, but with specifically gender-neutral toilets. But when it comes to the segregated toilets, that should not be abolished because some kids don't feel comfortable sharing toilets with the opposite gender, and you just have to...
Okay, Jeremy, let's just deal with that for a second. Some kids, particularly teenagers, will not feel comfortable sharing toilet facilities with the opposite sex.
How do we know that? Sorry, is there any evidence of that? And if you have, if you have literally, by the way, having a toilet just for trans students in school is a bit ridiculous, because what percentage of a school is actually trans? In any given school, there may not even be one. And if there was, giving that person a separate toilet to everybody else would really make them stand out, wouldn't it? So I don't see, I don't think even, Mohammed, you've made a compelling argument against this idea, other than that they cover...
Okay, I don't know if you remember being a teenager.
Yeah, go on. But
yeah, go on.
Yeah.
So he's saying having one toilet. So no, it'll be a gender-neutral toilet, and it'll be the same concept. Anyone can use it, but it's still going to be segregated. And if you want to come at that point, it will fall under as the accessible toilet. So what, is it just for accessible people? No, it's for a reason, and it's for people that are able to use it and need that have that need. Okay, so if it falls into that same thing as well, if you want to argue like that, like,
okay, but Jeremy, let's just give the point you made about awkwardness.
I'm not the spokesperson.
Teenagers, by their very nature, are awkward people. They're going through all sorts of changes in their life. Some of them cope well with it, others don't.
Wow, you're making this out to be a lot more complicated. It's going to the jacks. You're literally in the toilet for 2 minutes, and that's all.
Jeez, I don't know what sort of school you ever went to, but all the best fun was in the bloody Jackson school.
Well, I went to an all-boys school, so that was, you know, we didn't have that issue. But the point is, in primary schools, they all use the same toilet. In my son and daughter's class, the toilet is used by whoever wants to use it. So what's the difference? I mean, and that's why the point that Holly was making was they're all pervert young fellas. Well, then keep your daughter away from you. If you believe every young fella's a pervert, then
she didn't say every young fella.
She did.
But you know, and I know, Jeremy, the carry on of young fellas in their teenage years towards girls is bloody awful.
And if that happens,
and you want to throw them all into the same toilets.
Oh, yeah, they can all have dinner in there and stay in there and have parties and stuff like that, or they can just go in and go to the toilet. Again, ridiculous.
Okay, Mohammed, what about that? That this is a ridiculous mountain out of a molehill.
I don't know what to say, honestly. Like, he's saying keep your daughter away from the pervert. So what's she supposed to do? Not go to work, come to school just every time her daughter's going into the toilets? I think it's ridiculous, guys.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Vanessa. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy.
Why do we need gender neutral toilets in secondary schools?
Well, I think, first of all, the fact that they're bringing in some gender toilets means that there's gender-neutral children in the school, because most schools wouldn't bother if there was no gender-neutral or trans children in the school. So for one second, think about those children who have probably already been bullied in the toilet and are asking for a safe space for themselves. Second of all, I don't think they're going to be transforming every toilet in the place into a gender neutral toilet. So you'll still have gendered toilets. So if your little princess wants to be special and keep themselves away from those people, the predators, then they can go into the gendered toilets. And the last thing I want to say is this idea that every other child other than my special little brat is a predator is just simply wrong. And it's not something that we should be encouraging.
Okay, now at no point in her message does Holly make any reference to there being children who in the school who are gender neutral. She hasn't said that
because
at all.
She probably doesn't know.
She probably doesn't know.
She probably doesn't care.
Okay, but a lot of schools are doing this anyhow, regardless of whether they have kids identifying as gender neutral, because they're planning forward, basically.
Yeah, and they should. And I'd be happy to see more gender neutral toilets and give children an option, give young adults an option to be who they are.
Okay, but it's either all or nothing, I should imagine. It's either all the toilets are gender neutral or none are. You would much rather see the toilet facilities in secondary schools being for everybody.
Yes, to take the idea of sexualizing toilets is just ridiculous to me.
Well, Mohammed, what would you say to that? The idea of sexualizing toilets is ridiculous.
Well, look, that wasn't my argument about predators or perverts or anything. Like, my argument was the whole point of body shaming, bullying, and children that won't feel uncomfortable. So you, and look, I have to leave, honestly, but I'll just make this one point. Like, look, if you're going to make a certain amount of toilets gender neutral for, to accommodate all genders, all orientations, fair enough, but always have the segregated there for the kids that don't feel comfortable going into gender neutral toilets.
It's okay, and what about that point, Vanessa? Mohammed, thanks very much for your call. What about that point, Vanessa, that there are children that don't feel comfortable being in the same toilet facilities as the opposite sex?
That's fair enough. And I'm willing to bet that the school will accommodate that, will keep the gendered toilets at least for a while, until we get out of this mentality that you're automatically going to be attacked in a toilet. Now, the thing that Mohammed brought up there was the body shaming. 99%, if you, especially if you're female, 99% of body shaming is going to come from other girls. So if you're alone in a toilet with girls that don't like you, that's more of a threat than being in a toilet with boys or with gender neutral.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Are you in favour of gender-neutral toilets in secondary schools?
Okay, so we're about 20 minutes into the end of this discussion, and again, I called this one. I can see this coming. Nobody has been able to come up with a compelling argument.
I think Muhammad's arguments were very compelling.
No, it wasn't.
There's a load of different reasons he said.
That's guesswork that there might be bullying. Bullying goes on social media now, so I'd be more worried about them being on social media than having toilets. So no compelling argument. Not one.
Okay, let me bring in more of your opinions on this. Like Grace, who's been in touch.
Gender-neutral toilets are not good in any aspect of an environment. As a woman who is going in to go to the toilet, I do not want to be walked in on by a man when I'm fixing my clothes, fixing my hair, topping up my makeup, readjusting myself. I do not want a man walking in on me. It's not comfortable. I wouldn't feel safe. I don't think they're right in any aspect of society, but exactly what Mohammed said is it's about safeguarding children, and unless those toilets are going to be manned to make sure that there is no inappropriate behaviour, then I would be completely, I'd move my child out of that school, to be honest with you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Una.
Yeah, my opinion on this is no way. I can't see it happening, walking out either.
Well, it is happening. It is happening in a number of schools around the country. It's not that this is something strange, but you don't like the idea of gender-neutral toilets where boys and girls are in the same toilet facilities together.
No, well, the simple reason, I have 4 girls, you know, but the simple reason, I have a few things I'd say about it. I don't know whether I should say this, but the girl has a monthly, right? And she's running into the toilet. There's a guy doing a you-know-what, whatever. You know, what do you expect her to feel like? You know what I mean?
When because, of course...
I don't like it. I think it's disgraceful.
No, no. And obviously, you know, girls need a bit of privacy. When they're going through their monthlies, as you called it. And you believe that most girls would not want to be in the same toilet facilities as boys when that's happening?
No, now, definitely not.
Jeremy, that makes perfectly logical sense.
Listen, I am not the designer of gender-neutral toilets. Why do you keep using me as a spokesperson for gender-neutral toilets?
Because you're saying you're all in favour of it.
Okay, we're talking about periods, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not a girl, I'm not a woman. That all goes on in the cubicle, I assume.
Yeah.
I assume women don't change their tampons.
But the message that we got before, that we played before the break there, was from a woman saying that I don't want to be doing my hair, I don't want to be doing anything with boys around.
It's not the toilets of a nightclub, Grace. You're not doing your hair and applying your makeup in school during geography class, for God's sake. It's not a night out.
Vanessa, let me bring you back in. You've just heard Una. She doesn't like the idea at all, particularly for young girls.
But again, I'd echo what Jeremy said. If you are going to be changing, you'd be doing it in a cubicle because you don't want other girls watching you either. You know, the idea against that you'd be against gender-neutral bathrooms isn't because boys will be in the toilet. It's to actually run down anyone who is not gender non-conforming or trans. the idea that they're all predators, and that is wrong. It's just simply wrong.
Can you not understand why parents like Una here don't like the idea of boys and girls in the same toilets?
Yeah, because they have this idea that anyone, the opposite gender, especially males, are going to assault their children. And again, that's assuming that every other child is a predator, and that's not true at all.
Okay, but we all know what young fellas in their teenage years are like. They're little horn dogs, and they...
Come here, in my school, hang on, Adrian, in my school, when I was in secondary school, you'd have lads coming into the girls' toilets because whatever was happening in the lads' toilets, they'd come in, have a piss and run back out. They do it anyway.
Okay, and that's fine. But it's for reasons like that, Una, that you don't like the idea of this.
Yeah, there's no privacy. There's no privacy whatsoever. I mean, maybe a girl might have ruined her clothes or something, and she ruined her uniform, and she's running into the toilet to change, and these guys, no, I'm not with it at all. We're a long time without her. What do we need now for?
That's a good question, actually, Vanessa. Why do we need to go down the road of having... We've had gendered toilets for so long. Why do we need to go down this road now?
To give options to children who are now identifying that they don't conform to any gender, and to make it safer for trans children. Because at the moment, the biggest threat to a trans girl is going in a dress into the boys' toilets. That is the biggest threat to a trans girl. It's going in a dress into the boys' toilets. They're going to get their heads kicked in. So it's given those children who are actually trying to find their sexuality and trying to find their gender that they're actually comfortable going to the toilet as well as your little princess.
Okay, let me read a message that's just come into us. Have a listen to this. Adrian, I'm so angry listening to this, and especially your co-presenter, who's being ignorant and obviously doesn't have kids. Let me tell you about this, and I will come on and talk about this someday when I can talk about this. My niece goes to school where they have these toilets, and last year she had photos taken of her while she was in the cubicle and shared around. The scumbag who did it was expelled, but it destroyed my niece. These toilets are evil, said Babs. Babs, what do you say to that? These toilets are evil.
Awful.
That is awful. Yeah,
it's an awful thing to happen to any child.
Sorry for coming across, Vanessa. That could have happened. Girls are just as vicious. Yeah.
Girls don't do that
sort
of thing.
Yes, they could have.
They do. Oh, yes, they do.
Girls are worse than fellas. That just happened to be that it was a boy who took that photograph. That is disgusting. He should. I assume there's legal matters going on, and that's why she can't talk about it.
I hope so.
Well, I hope so too, because he should be destroyed himself. What he did was disgusting. It's actually sexual assault. But having said that, that could have easily been a group of girls, Adrian, that did that.
That posted a photograph online.
Oh, absolutely. Girls are worse, aren't they, Vanessa?
They can be. They really can be. And as I said, I'm sad that that happened. And I hope that they're taking it further, because anyone that does that is a little scroll.
Stay there for a second. Angela's on the line. You're on Opinions Matter, Angela. Why are you so angry?
I'm so angry because, especially with Jeremy and Vanessa, like, do you guys know what it's like to sit inside in a classroom and feel that gush? It's going to sound terrible, but this is a fact of life. And feel that gush and know, oh no, my period's come on. I need to get to the toilet and go into the toilet and there'll be guys standing there. Is that what you want girls to go through? I have no... The only reason that I'm talking about this is for 5 years that I was in secondary school, my periods were hell. They were absolute hell. And they were so heavy, I would stain my skirt, my trousers, everything. And my safe place was the bathroom, not the cubicle. The bathroom, because if I was in there and someone came in with me, they could help me, or they could run and get a tampon or a pad. That all goes on in the bathroom, not in the cubicle. I certainly never would have wanted to have a boy inside in that, whether they're transgender, trans, I don't care. You're a boy in my eyes.
Okay, Vanessa, let's deal with that. And this really is the sensitive part of this whole issue. As a teenage girl, no girl going through what Angela just describes wants a boy in the toilets when she's going through that?
Then use one of the gendered toilets, because what? I'm willing to bet that the school is not getting rid of gendered toilets. They're just giving more options to students. So you have the option.
I will tell you, Vanessa, in a lot of new build schools, all the toilets are being built gender neutral. All the toilets in new build schools. Okay.
It's absolutely wrong. It's a disgrace, you know, because... as I said, if that was a gender neutral toilet and I went in and there's four boys inside there and me, do you honestly think that they're not going to take, they're young, they're impressionable, that's just the way they are. But I can tell you, I would rather have four girls standing inside there than four boys. Would you not?
And I understand that, but most boys would actually be more embarrassed than you and run out of the bathroom if they think that's what's going on.
But do you even want that?
I don't want that. Do you honestly tell me that back in the day, Vanessa, when you had your periods, that you wouldn't mind running into the toilet? And it has happened to me, and it's going to sound terrible.
It's happened to me
too. Ran into, no, Vanessa, with blood running down your legs.
It's happened to me too. I'm a girl. Yeah. It's happened to me too.
And you
too.
Think that's okay?
And it's
you
not
would
nice.
Like every other girl to go through that with boys standing there.
But it's having the idea that there's a boy standing there in the middle of the class. Do you know what I mean? If they're in class, they're in class. The idea that there's boys in the toilets at all times, that's not what's going on.
They shouldn't be in there anyway. They shouldn't be in a girl's toilet. And who is going to police this? Like, you can't have a female in there and you can't have a male teacher in there, because they're not allowed to be in there if there's males in there, and a female can't be in there if they're, like, who's going to do that?
Again, that'll be up to the students to go in and use the cubicle.
But it shouldn't have to be. It shouldn't have to be. You know, you should not want to put a girl going through that, through something horrific, as have to face a boy. That is your worst nightmare when you start your periods, when you're in school and you have your periods. The worst thing that you want to face is a boy.
I disagree. I don't think that's the worst thing.
When I was going through it,
the worst thing for me would be certain girls that I knew would use that against me and tell the whole school. So boys are just as bad as boys. I'm sorry. I just disagree with you.
No, because every girl goes through it. Not one boy goes through it.
A lot of the girls
will never go through a menstrual cycle. Are we right on that?
Yes.
Yeah. So why should you place a young girl in that kind of a situation with a young boy who doesn't understand it?
And as I said to you, most boys, if they know that's what's happening, they'll run out of the bathroom because they'll be more embarrassed than you will, because they don't want to be dealing with it.
Stand there and laugh at you. Don't tell me that boys will turn around and go, oh, listen, we'll give you your privacy. They will in their backside, because they're young boys.
Vanessa, are immature little pricks, to be quite honest with you. When boys are teenagers,
when it comes to periods, they get very squeamish and they run out. They don't want that to do with it. If you even try to talk to a boy about your period, they're gone.
So you and on that side of things, then you want to put a boy through that? Do you want to put a boy?
No, because they have the option to leave.
Hold on. Do you want to have a boy walk into a toilet where there's three girls there, talking and swapping sanitary towels and tampons and showing you how to put them on? That's where I learned, by the way. That's where I learned about a tampon and how to insert it was in the toilet, not the cubicle, in the toilet, because that's what girls do. And you want a boy to go through that?
Not necessarily.
But you do, because that's what you're saying. You're saying that everything should be open, everything should be fine.
I haven't said that.
Let me read a message that's just come in to us a second ago from Claire, and she says, obviously you people have never had a child come home upset because they had to face a choice over which toilet to use, so they just didn't use one, or crying over the mental agony going on in their head around their identity. And it effing shows. Cop on. So in other words, Angela, what Claire is saying is we need to be more empathetic to people with gender identity issues.
But why should everybody have to change everything for one child.
Claire, if you want to answer that, why should everybody have to change everything because of one child? Vanessa, you can answer that.
Well, Claire is absolutely right. Why should everyone have to we change all the time, we adapt all the time, and now we understand that children as young as 12, 13 are questioning this, even as young as 11, are questioning their identity. And to protect those children, yeah, I'm absolutely in favour. I've spoken before on this podcast, we are raising our child gender neutral. And if my child came home in absolute floods of tears because they held their wee so long because they were afraid of going into the toilet as to what would happen to them, are you kidding me?
Stay there for a second, Vanessa. I want to bring in more opinions on this. They're flying in to 085-825-2626. Helen has been in touch.
Good afternoon, lads. Most of these children would have travelled to Spain and some even further to America. And unisex toilets have been there for years. I don't see a problem there. We're just way behind. They're just calling it a different thing. But really, it's just unisex toilets. Get over it. It's politically correct now for the school to follow in the way the world is going. I think it's very brave of the school to do something like this. It's all inclusive. That's what the world is. It's inclusive.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Grace, why are you angry with Vanessa?
I just can't believe what she's saying. Like, when you go into the girls' toilet and you have that wee thing on the wall, you know, where you can purchase your sanitary products. I'm not going to go in and purchase them in front of a load of lads at lunchtime if I need them. What's the issue with trans toilets?
Why not, Vanessa, what about that? Why not just have trans toilets as well?
Because there are children who don't identify as trans but don't identify as a gender. But even if you were to set up a separate toilet just for trans kids and non-binary, you'd still have this bloody outrage. Why do they get special treatment? Because they're people. I understand what she's saying. There is a reluctance to buy sanitary products when there's boys around. Then bring them in with you. That's what I used to do.
Well, there you go, Grace. That is why we shouldn't just have gender neutral or trans toilets, because you're literally singling them out.
Those products are on a wall in case of an emergency. Yes, ideally everybody would put those into their bag, but you can't say yes. Like Angela said, she got it sometimes out of the blue and it was really bad, and maybe she didn't have anything where and had to go in and buy those stuff. I can tell you now, my child is in third class now in primary school. If he is going to a secondary school where there's gender neutral toilets, I will tell him, you do not go into that bathroom when there's a girl in there. I will tell him.
Why?
Well, firstly, because, you know, there is a fear in women's rights being taken away from them. And I think that every woman and man should have their individual rights. So if a man's right is to go in and whip it out at a what do you call those things on the wall? A urinal.
A urinal, yeah.
That's his right. There are men who choose to go into a cubicle in a man's bathroom because they don't want to whip it out in front of other men. So why should they now put those toilets together and say, oh yeah, it's a free-for-all, go and do what you want? No.
Okay.
But so in gender-neutral toilets, there are not urinals. They're just cubicles.
But what Grace is saying is, young lads, men, should have the right to pee at a urinal if they want to. And that would be taken away from them if they have to only go into cubicles.
Yeah, but it's not going to take Anton away from the experience of relieving yourself. You're still going to be able to relieve yourself. You just do it in private.
I'm sorry. I think now with all of the stigma around women's rights and women's rights being taken out, I agree with everybody's right to identify how they like, right? But you identifying as non-binary or being a trans man or trans woman does not take away my right as a woman. You are not more important than me because you choose to identify like that. I choose to stick with biology. I'm a woman. I have all the parts of a woman. I want to keep my rights. Why should your rights become more important than mine?
Okay, I've been asked, Grace, to play this message for you from Claire. Will you have a listen to this? This is a WhatsApp voice note.
My child is gender neutral. My child is non-binary. And that's perfectly fucking fine. That's their choice. But we were fortunate enough that the school actually introduced a gender neutral bathroom for my child, because that's what should happen. Okay, and that Jessica, That, Jessica, is absolutely disgusting. Calling people who are gender neutral unsound or mentally ill. Are you fucking kidding me? She needs to get over herself.
And by the way, those comments were made by Jessica on our Facebook page, not here on the show. Grace, do you want to respond to what Claire said there?
I have to go, but really quickly, I stand by what I said. It is my right to keep my rights as a woman. If you are non-binary or trans, it's your right to do it, but your rights are not more important than mine.
Good to talk
They're
to you.
They're not
Thanks
more for, important than mine.
Thanks very much indeed, Grace. And let me squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Brandon.
And when does that stop then? Like, when, like, do you have to bring it in then, like, when you're going to Blanche's gender-neutral toilets or any type of shopping centre? When does it stop? It's all fucking ridiculous. Imagine Jeremy walking into the girls' toilets and Blanche, you know what I mean?
All right, thanks very much indeed, Brendan. Brandon, I was in holidays in the Netherlands last year, says Luke, and gender-neutral toilets are extremely common over there. This isn't anything new. Neil is very angry.
You know what, Jeremy? It's before some I really wanted to turn off this podcast in fucking years. I mean, you're such a fucking naive gobshite coming to this. I really mean male and female going through puberty in the same fucking toilets in a secondary or even in a primary. And then you're asking people what does woke mean. The world is fucked up and you're fucking succumbing to the stupidity of people. You're such a fucking gobshite on this topic. I really mean it, Jeremy. You're so naive on it.
Oh my God, he's angry at you.
No, Neil, I'll address you. Oh, God. I won't be getting a taxi home from Neil tonight. I was going to head into town. Neil, I'm actually, after sitting back, and I'm not just saying this because of the angry message, I don't care if people are angry with my opinion, it's called Opinions Matter. I've actually changed my opinion.
During that topic?
After listening to that topic. But that's possible. That's
yeah, no,
possible.
It is possible.
That's,
yeah,
what,
okay.
That's why people...
So now you're against gender-neutral toilets.
Just shut up for a second. That's what debating is about. When people debate with you, then they change your mind.
And okay, let me squeeze in one final message. I'm running out of time. Lorraine.
So what is she implying? That all young fellas that are in secondary school are perverts? I have a son starting secondary school in September. Kind of take offence to that remark.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and I take offence to it as well, having someone with a son. Okay, here's let me summarise. I've changed my mind. I think there should be both toilets because you listen to Claire about her child who's gender neutral. Give that child a toilet, but as well, because of periods and all that, maybe you should have their separate toilets. Okay?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.